Everybody, welcome to Money and Change right here on the Trim Radio Network. And you can listen to us all over the world at trimradio.com. We've really got some good shows for everybody. And it's Sunday. So before we start, I have to do a disclaimer. The information contained in this presented material is from the posting of news agencies on the internet and are not necessarily the views or opinions of the owners of this program. Nothing in this show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice, and you should always do your own research and consult with professionals. We are not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast. Well, anyhow, guys, welcome to Money and Change. We're here every Sunday live with exceptions. And we're live at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time in the good old U.S. of A. But sometimes we have to do replays, better known as encore editions. And next week will be an encore edition because I have a concert to play. It'll be the final of my summer concert series. And then I take a long break. And then in December, we'll be doing about three or four concerts in December. So we'll have an encore edition every time I do a concert because they're normally on Sundays. And I don't have time to get back to the studio and do a show. We always like to do them as live as we can possibly do them because the information changes all the time, almost right up to broadcast time. And so that's a difficult thing to do. So look for an encore edition next week. Now, we've got shout outs to do. And a big shout out to the Trim Radio Network for carrying the show. And they've been doing so for quite a while. And we really appreciate it with Michael Bejas and, Rascala Stephens. And we've got, somebody by the name of Victoria Smith and a host of others. And we have a lot of fun right here on the Trim Radio Network with Money and Change. We also do another show that's called My World on Wednesdays. And Wednesdays, I always have that evening open for everything. So that's generally a live broadcast. We talk about a lot of different crazy things and we have some fun too. And that's My World. But anyhow, back to Money and Change and the Trim Radio Network. I'll tell you what, we've got a lot of stuff going on with the Trim Radio Network. And let's see if I can just bring it up here on the screen. You know, all these buttons you have to press. I'll tell you, it's something else to push all these buttons to see what we've got. A ton of stuff. Anyhow, here we are with the Trim Radio Network. And you can see that we're on Instagram and X, which was Twitter. We're on Facebook, Instagram, and on YouTube. You can listen to us live or you can watch live. And also, we have a little box over here on the one side. And it says, hi there, thanks for visiting Trim Radio Network. How can we help you today? Well, if you want to do your own show on the Trim Radio Network, all you have to do is click on that box. That's all you have to do. Leave a message with what you want to do and your email address and a phone number, and then we'll get right back with you. It's very easy to do. Also, if you want to advertise on the Trim Radio Network, easy to do. Just go ahead and click on that box, name of the company, the email, and a phone number, and we will get back with you with that. So we have a lot of different shows that are available on the Trim Radio Network. And if you take a look at it, we've got Life Walk with Christ God with Michael Bejas. We've got the Money and Change Radio Show. We've got My World, Live, Laugh, and Whatever. We've got the Natural Marketer Podcast. Offsides College Football Top 25. Sorry about it, Michael. You kind of messed up on your predictions. Better luck next week. We've got the Positude Podcast and the Red Pill Reality Show. We've also got the Slobber Knocker Talk for Pro Football. We also have the Take Point 22 radio show with Michael Bejas. Okay. Now, as Michael Bejas says, you know, support the shows, buy the merch. Well, here you go. We've got Adventures Await You Around the Bend, Ranch It Up with Tigger and Beck. We've got Life Walk with Christ God. We've got Money and Change, Take Point 22, Slobber Knocker, Offsides. We've got Natural Marketer Podcast. That's a good show. You have to listen to that because she points out a lot of good stuff. We also have My World, Live, Laugh, and Whatever. That's a kind of a fun show. And the Positude Podcast, but we also have Rascala's Red Pill Reality Show. You know, you can either give me the red pill or the blue pill. And I keep telling Rascala, I want the green pill. He hasn't found it yet. For some weird reason, he hasn't found it. Well, anyhow, if you want to support the station, you can donate. And all you have to do is click to contribute now. Or you can shop and buy the merchandise. We've got two new t-shirts. We cut the bold, Trim Radio Network. And we've got the other one, Make the Right. I think it's Choice. I can't read it. It's such a small screen. But anyhow, there it is. And you can buy those. And it helps support the station. If you buy the merchandise or shop the merchandise, you'll find a lot of different things, okay? And if you want to advertise with us, hey, you can do it on air advertising, spot on air advertising for $40 and also $60, okay? And just get a hold of us and you can do that, okay? Now, let's see here. Shop with us. Hey, I was going to do that, wasn't I? I was going to actually talk about shopping with us. Ooh, look what we've got. We've got unisex ultra cotton t-shirts. We've got the Life Walk Christ God ceramic ornament. We've got the Trim Radio Network mug. We've got hoodies. We've got women's tank tops. We cut the bowl color morphing mug. Hey, changes color. That's a good one. Make the Right Vote. That's the small print. Make the Right Vote 2024. And that was only $19.95. Okay. So you can take a look at that. We've also got clocks. I'm going to have to get a clock. I've got plenty of clocks, but I don't have a Trim Radio clock. I'm going to have to get one. Well, anyhow, guys, that's what we've got. Okay. You support the station by buying the merchandise. And if you buy the merchandise, all that money goes in to pay for airtime to support the show. And that's important. I donate funds just to pay for our BMI music license. And we have to do that to play our opening music and any music that we have on the show. And we have to have that. But anyhow, guys, donate to keep us on the air. Buy the merchandise. And if you want to advertise, let us know. All you have to do is just click that little white button up on the upper. I believe it's on the my right side. It'd be my left. Your left side, I believe, is where it's coming up on the screen. But anyhow, that's where we've got things. Okay. So a big shout out to the Trim Radio Network. Support the show. A big shout out to the University of Findlay at www.findlay.edu. Boy, they had some winners this week. I'll tell you what, the football team had a really good win. And then we also had our cross-country team did very well. And the volleyball team did very well. I haven't heard the results on soccer. It's a good NCAA division sports school. However, it's a very good academic school too, because you can get a master's or a bachelor's, a master's, and a doctoral degree at the University of Findlay. Fantastic facilities. And the University of Bluffton is merging with the University of Findlay. And you can go to either one of the campuses if you are a student at, let's say, University of Findlay, and you have a class that you need to take at the University of Bluffton. You can do that. It's only 20 miles away, and vice versa. University of Bluffton students can come up to the University of Findlay. The University of Findlay has three campuses in Findlay, Ohio, which is an all-American city, and they have the equestrian campus, and that also houses pre-veterinary studies. Then they also have the main campus, where all of your main degree work is. And it consists of different colleges, colleges of education, college of business, you know, sports medicine, all that kind of stuff. And then they have the hazardous materials campus, and that's its own separate campus in Findlay, Ohio. You have to check it out. It's www.findlay.edu. And I'll tell you what, it's a good school. Great students, great professors, great facilities, and Dr. Kathy Fell happens to be the president, and she's done a fantastic job. And I'll tell you what, it's really a nice campus. I've talked to people that have some of their relatives going to school there, whether or not they're in sports or music or whatever, and they love it. It's a beautiful little campus, and they only have about 4,000 students on campus, and it's very easy to walk between the buildings to get to your different classes. No long walks like you would have at Ohio State or other campuses. And it's a good place. So check it out. www.findlay.edu. Also, we have Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. And so if your school or your college or universities, fraternity, sorority, whatever, needs a custom pen, check it out. Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. The blanks are in the center. You tell him what you need as far as a design for the center part of a pen. He'll make you the blank, ship them to you, and then you can make your own pens from there. If he makes the pens, they're on a cross pen platform, very good platform. Both Michael Bejas and I both have those pens. And we paid for them, trust me. They're beautiful. Michael Bejas has the best one. I think it's a Cobra pen for one of his cars that he has been redoing. And I'll tell you what, I saw the paint job on the car. It's beautiful. I mean, fantastic. This is a show car among show cars. Okay. So we have that one. Also, you want to check out, of course, Money and Change every Sunday. And remember, next Sunday, we are going to have an encore edition. We have to, because I'll be playing a concert. Yeah, I have fun doing that. We have a 70-piece band, and we play at the Tip Center in Tip City, Ohio, among other places. And I'll tell you what, we have fun doing it. And some of the musicians are professional musicians. Some are retired musicians. Some have played in service bands, like the Navy Band or the Air Force Band or the Army Band. And some just like to have fun, like me. Okay. So we will be playing a concert next Sunday. And I'll put a post up as to the poster that we have for the concert. We have very nice posters done by the Tip Monroe Foundation. And our director is Gail Ahmed. And she's fantastic. She really is. Great person. I've known her for quite a while. And I'll tell you what, she is super. Well, anyhow, guys, we've got to get on. We've got Appalachia's Homestead with Patara. I posted a video from her, I believe it was today. I posted a lot of different videos and different websites that I do. But the Patara's just finished running a 5K marathon. But she wasn't talking necessarily about that. She's talking about the economy and what you need to do. And so you really need to take a look. And I believe that's at the 5-minute mark to the end. So you want to listen to Patara. She's down in the Knoxville, Tennessee area. And that's all I know about that area. I've been to Knoxville. Nice town. Really nice city. And you go down to Gatlinburg, Pigeon Forge, that's all in that area. And good people down there, really good people, and nice countryside to see the sights. Also, check out Countryside Acre with Aaron Feenstra. He's building a house, believe it or not, over in Russia, and it's a stick-built house, what we normally do here. Over there, they use stone and brick. He basically bought a farm. And what he wants to do is to build his house, which he's doing right now with his family. And I believe there's eight or nine in the family. And from there, then he wants to set up a nice farm. And the soil there is just beautiful. I mean, he's in love with the soil. And I don't know. I think it's 2 feet thick as far as the good loam before you get into the nasty stuff. But I'll tell you what, it's beautiful country. And you learn about their building ways and versus ours. And you see the craftsmanship that goes into things. And the people over there are very friendly towards Aaron and his family. Also, big family homestead with Brad and Krista, and they're out in the middle of Wisconsin. And of course, it's starting to get cold there. And I hate to be in Wisconsin when it snows. It gets deep. But anyhow, they love it out there. And they have a family that live on a farm, believe it or not. But they're good people. I've met them, and they used to be in Monroe, Ohio, which is north of Cincinnati, and really good people. I mean, really good people. And when you talk to them, you feel like you've known them for a long time. They are really good people. Check them out. The Big Family Homestead with Brad and Krista. Also, Deep South Homestead with Danny and Wanda King. It's switching over to Pecan Grove. They're actually moving and redeveloping some land that they bought. It has a lot of pecan trees. Or some people up here call it pecan trees. Well, it's pecan trees. And I'll tell you what, he's going to be doing some different things there, but he also talks about the economy and what goes on. Okay. You need to check out Danny and Wanda King at Pecan Grove. Also, LDS prepper David Gilmore, he's got over 600 videos on different things, whether or not it's growing things or communications or whatever. You have to check him out. They're all on YouTube. Everybody that I'm talking about now is on YouTube. And Dave got me involved in GMRS radios, General Mobile Radio Service. A license for $35 gets you 10 years on that license. Anybody in the family can use the radio. Mine is an Ocean. If I can get it in focus. Oh, there it is. It's an Ocean 935 G Plus, and it has a Nagoya 771G antenna. It allows me to talk to a repeater that's 35 miles away. Okay. Generally, the more denser the population, you don't go as far. But I'm lucky where I'm at. I can actually communicate 35 miles away with this radio. It's a 5-watt radio. And I can hit a repeater in Dayton, Ohio. And then I can talk to somebody up to, I believe, 90, 95 miles away from there. And I'm on different repeaters around the area. So check into GMRS radios. If there's an event and the phones don't work, the TV doesn't work, these radios will work. Okay, so you want to check it out. Okay, but check out David Gilmore. He has a lot of good videos. Also, Patriot Nurse with Rachel, and she's down in Tennessee, and she talks about the economy, a lot of stuff that's going on, plus medical. She was a nurse. I believe it was a surgical nurse, then a psychiatric nurse, and worked in ER and so forth. She knows her stuff, trust me. Also, we have Prepper Nurse One with Ed Carswell. He's still building more cabins in West Virginia. And I believe they just put another one in this last week. And then we have Prepper Princess with Amber Stork. We've got videos from Amber that I posted, and you need to check those out. She's a self-made millionaire, and she lives a very frugal background, a very frugal life, and that's what's needed. And she tells you how to save money. Okay, we have Southern Prepper One with David Kobler. He just put up a video 2 days ago, and he's talking on the economy, boots on the ground, and everything else. And then we have the Max. That's one of the newest ones. And I don't know the guy's first name. He won't give it out. But they're in eastern Mississippi. And he talks about the economy and a lot of other things too. So you want to check him out. Very nice guy. Oh, very intelligent. Okay. I don't think I put any dummies on the air. Well, maybe me. I don't know. Anyhow, we have a lot of different stuff that's going on. But check out the Trim Radio Network, okay? Now, let's see. We've got to get into the meat of the matter, don't we? Okay. Let's see what we've got. Now, when we talked about money and change financially prepped, of course, this is the page, and you'll see us right here and all of our good listeners, and I've got a bunch, and I appreciate every last one of them. And Jerry, if you're listening, fantastic. We will get in touch. Anyhow, we talk about different things, and I get cartoons from time to time and put them up. You know, test your stupidity, insert $100. Would you really put in $100 into a machine like this? I mean, I've seen some stupid people. I've done some dumb things too. You probably have too. But would you be that stupid to put $100 in the machine to test your stupidity? Well, anyhow, we also had other things posted in there. And I've got a list of our people that I do shout outs to. But also, the 10 worst states to retire in. You know, are you getting ready to retire? We're going to talk about that. And I'll tell you what, I kind of wish somebody had sat down with me 15, 20, 30 years ago and say, okay, this is what's going on in retirement, what to expect. And then I kind of wonder, here's Amber Stork. And you can see Amber. And I'll tell you what, she's a great person, and she does some very good videos. And common sense with money is essential to living with less or living on less, and that's what she points out. And she doesn't live lavishly, and she doesn't have a lot of fancy cars. I think her newest car is like 20 years old, still in top shape. She uses an electric bicycle to get around. So, you know, it's a good video to watch. Also, now here's Rachel, and she's talking about a bill scam with medical bills. So, if you've been to the hospital or you've had doctor bills and so forth, check out Rachel on YouTube, the Patriot Nurse. Okay? That's one person you have to check out. She's down in Tennessee and a great person. Very level-headed. The bill scam. I don't know. I don't think I posted that twice, but it's showing up twice. And also, hey, we get a little high here talking about the show. Anyhow, guys, that's all I've got there. Wow, we've got to get into what we're going to be talking about here. And one of the biggest thing is when shopping, baby boomers prefer to buy American cars. And here's their favorite brands by state. Well, we're going to talk about that and what we've got. Again, buttons, buttons. Where's the buttons? Who's got the buttons? Ah, here we are. And when shopping, baby boomers prefer to buy American and their favorite brands by state. Now, let's see if it, yeah, that's up there. Okay, now. When you take a look at this, are you going to buy a new car or are you going to buy a used car? Used car prices are almost as expensive as new cars right now. And with the dollar depreciating, okay, costs are going to get more expensive for foreign cars. So a lot of people like to buy American cars. For that matter, there are a lot of people in foreign countries that like American cars for some reason. I was watching a video, and over in Russia, there are people driving American cars. They're older cars, but they love them. It's just an affection for American goods. Well, a new study from GoBankingRates.com has revealed the most popular vehicles among the baby boom generation in each U.S. state. Gee, that means me. I guess I'm a baby boomer, a late baby boomer. And the study shows the baby boomer car buyers tend to know what they want, are most likely to have over 25% of the cost saved, and prefer American cars compared to other generations. And the data is sourced by a company, Insurify, Insurify, shows American brands are the top choices for baby boomers in 38 states. And that's basically the people that were born after World War II, which was, you could say, 1944, 1945, up to 1954, 1956. Boy, I remember those years. Okay, anyhow. Ford leads in 20 states, Chevy in 18, Toyota in 10. Now, Toyota's made here in the United States, too. Japanese company building cars in the States. Ford is the most popular brand overall, with 13% of boomers owning one. I never owned a Ford. Never. I'm a GM person. But when I did work for the state of Ohio, we had our fleets were Fords for the most part. At one point, we were driving Buicks. And then a couple years later, we were buying Fords. And I know I had to turn my car in every 3 years, because every time you hit 90,000 miles in a car, we had to turn it in so they could resell it and we would get new cars, believe it or not. It was a nice deal. And I had a Ford Taurus and I loved that car. I really did. And I got a lot of miles out of that car and a very little downtime with it. But Jenny Newman, editor-in-chief of Cars.com, said, in terms of saving for a purchase, boomers are more likely than other generations to save money for more than 25% of their vehicle's final price. Now, have you saved money? Or are you in hock? You know, do you have a loan on a car? Did you get a 72-month loan? Or did you get a 48-month loan or a 24-month loan? Did you buy it on a bank promissory note? I did that one time. It was a 180-day note. I had to pay it in full in 180 days without interest. Beyond that, the interest was it was nasty. So you had to pay everything off with that 120-day note or 180-day note. They vary them at different banks, and you have to ask for those. They just don't advertise those things. But I remember doing that. Then I had car loans, and of course, car loans, you're going to have more percentage of interest that you're going to have to pay. In some cases, it's 7%. Some cases, it's 14%. I know some people that even paid 21% on a car. 21%. Can you believe that? That's awful high. Yeah. And they took it out for, I believe, 72 months. And it was almost like the price of the car doubled. Okay. Well, anyhow, Chevy stands out as one of the top choices in many areas, particularly in the Midwest and South. And with boomers in states like Alabama, Arkansas, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kentucky, Louisiana, Michigan, Minnesota, Mississippi, Missouri, Nebraska, North Dakota, Ohio, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, Utah, and Wisconsin favoring that brand. Now, Ford, on the other hand, it's a popular choice. It dominates in states like Alaska, Arizona, Colorado, Delaware, Georgia, Idaho, Kansas, Maine, Montana, New Mexico, North Carolina, Oregon, South Carolina, South Dakota, Texas, Virginia, Washington, West Virginia, and Wyoming. Now, Toyota also holds a strong position, and particularly in the coast states, and baby boomers in California, Florida, Hawaii, Maryland, Massachusetts, Nevada, New Jersey, New York, Rhode Island, and Vermont favor that brand. And Nissan enjoys popularity in Connecticut and New Hampshire. Can you believe that? So, actually, everybody's a Ford person, according to the stats. And then comes GM. They didn't really mention anything about Chrysler products. I mean, I have some people that are just, oh, they love their Dodge trucks. No matter what, they love those Dodge Ram trucks. Even though the wiring in the trucks had some type of soy stuff added to the wiring as to protect the wiring, but then the squirrels found out that it had that soy covered wiring, and basically, well, let's put it this way. My friend's truck was in the shop, I think, three or four times getting it rewired because squirrels got into the wiring and were having lunch on his wiring. And he couldn't run his car, couldn't figure out why. And they finally got into the car and, or the truck rather, and found out that the wires had been chewed through and the squirrels were nibbling. So that's kind of an interesting thing. Hey, if you have a condo, are you in the mood for a condo? Some people, they think, well, gee whiz, I want to get a condo because I don't want to have to do the labor anymore. So what do you do with a condo? I get something from a realtor in Florida, and he sends me listings of condominiums on the West Coast. Because if I would retire to Florida and move down there to live, it would be on the West Coast in the, oh, the Dunedin area, or in the Clearwater area, I'll put it that way, or maybe other areas farther north of there, and maybe farther inland. And I keep looking at these places, and during the off season, the price drops about $100,000, and then you get into the winter season, I'll put it that way, any place between November through April, the price goes up $100,000. And I saw one place that I really liked it. It was in Clearwater, and it was on a golf course. Now, I don't play golf. I learned at a very young age in college, you don't play golf. Because we took it in college and we got kicked off the golf course, okay, literally. So I guess we were making too many divots, you know, digging too many holes in the turf. But anyhow, this place was like $230,000, and it was right on the Bel Air Country Club. And it had two bedrooms and a bath and a half, nice living room, overlook the golf course, and you had off-street parking. And like I said, $239. I thought, boy, that would be great. Well, surprise. The HOA, the homeowner association fees, were $780 a month. Just for that view. And so you run into things like that. But the Florida condominiums, I've got something here to bring up with you on that. The Florida condominiums, they get expensive. Well, an article came out and it said the Florida's condo market looks shaky and could the bottom fall out? In other words, those real expensive condos could suddenly have a drop in market value and actually be cheaper. Well, that can happen. And sometimes they overdevelop. And you can see that. And if you have your percentage for your loans go way up, the sales of condos go way down. The one good thing for older people is that you don't have to mow a lawn, because that's taken care of with your homeowner association fees. And of course, being in Florida, you don't have to shovel snow. That makes it even nicer, but you do have to put up with hurricanes and heavy rainstorms. But anyhow, they said the Florida condo market remains in correction mode. And Lance Lambert, co-founder of the Resi Club newsletter, posted at the end of last month, noting that condo prices were falling year over year in 18 metros in the state. And another post last month from Nick Gurley, G-E-R-L-I, CEO of Reventure Consulting, it's a real estate analysis firm, showed that the estimated value of a St. Petersburg, Florida condo was 41% below its pandemic peak. And Gurley said, talk to the realtor, and she said it's facing a $100,000 assessment due to structural work. That's another thing on those assessments. Or the HOA, and if it's an older condo, maintenance fees could really mount up. Myself, I'd rather not live in a condo. I'd rather have a house, just a two-bedroom ranch-style house, and I don't care whether it's on a golf course, near a golf course, close to a lake, without alligators. But things like that, I would consider that rather than being in a high rise. I mean, for some people, that's great. But being in Clearwater, which is, I believe, 1 million people or 2 million people, it's not conducive. I mean, travel is very rough on the Gulf Boulevard and other roads, and especially around Tampa. And I used to go there for the last 22 years. And I'm familiar with the area. And I don't think I'd ever buy a condo, because the HOA fees would be crazy. But, you know, you can see what's going on. And are they going to have all these condos? The picture here shows that is the boom over. Condos in Naples, Florida, right there. I've been to Naples. It's a nice area. I've been to Venice, which is north of Naples. I've been to Fort Myers and a few other places. And I'll tell you what, I like Florida. It's really nice. But the cost of things there. I mean, I was down in Florida. A friend of mine was with me, and she asked me, she said, well, what are all these big homes? I said, it's Northern money that came down to Florida. We would drive up Bel Air Beach and see million-dollar mansions. I mean, multi-million-dollar mansions on the beach. And then we'd go to Bel Air Bluffs and see things there. And she would say, oh, gee, what's that car over there? I said, well, that's a Lamborghini. And then she'd say, what's this one? It's a Mercedes-Benz. And, well, what's that one over there with the wings on it? I said, it's a Bentley, and down the way from it is a Rolls Royce. She couldn't believe it. And after being down there 22 years, I mean, it's like, hey, normal things to see on the beach. I mean, Tom Cruise's place was there. Ben Mala's mansion was there. A lot of different people live down there that have a lot of money, okay? And it's great to see it, but I wouldn't really want to be responsible for that type of stuff, if you know what I mean. So if you're going to buy a condo, check everything out. Are you going to have a lot of repair bills? Are you going to have to be assessed for, does the condo need a new roof? Or like a friend of mine in South Carolina, his condo, somebody up on the fourth floor had a leak in the bathroom, and it went all the way down, and he was on the second floor. And so he had water damage. The person above him had water damages like you wouldn't believe. Yeah, and you get assessed that. So do you want to have all that type of a problem, or do you want to have your own place? So that's something to consider. Okay, so you take a look at the housing market. It's I think what we're in for is a housing crash. I mean, things are kind of pointing to it. And so if you're going to retire, you have to watch where you're going, what you're doing, and how you spend your money. Live frugally. Pay down your debt, put some money aside, buy some long-term food, be able to preserve water. Make sure you've got batteries, a backup generator, solar generator, whatever you need. Because when the power goes out, you're in trouble. Okay? Wow. I'll tell you what, I've got another one here. Here are the 10 worst states to retire in. We talked about that at the beginning. The 10 worst states. Well, we're going to do that. So if you're going to retire in any one of these 10 worst states, I would be careful. And this came out of Tyler Durden over at Zero Hedge. Now, Tyler Durden is a staff writer. It's a fictitious person. But a lot of this information that came out of Zero Hedge was from Bankrate.com. And they're talking about a lot of things. And the article says, where to retire is one of the most significant decisions one can make and requires one to consider numerous factors such as cost of living, health care, and overall well-being. A recent analysis by Bankrate.com sheds light on the states that rank the worst for retirees in 2024. And some of the results will probably surprise you. And they looked at affordability. Category examines the cost of living and taxes, and it's crucial to retirees because you're on a fixed income. Well-being, 25%. The metric looks at factors such as the sense of community and entertainment options, which are important for maintaining fulfilling retired life. It's like living in the villages in Florida. Healthcare, 20%. Quality, the cost, the access to health services are essential for older adults who often require more medical care. Now, if you live down in Florida, they have a lot of different hospitals in the Sarasota, Bradenton, Venice, Clearwater area. And some of them are very good. They also have a lot of chiropractors. I mean, I've never seen so many chiropractors in a state. I mean, in Florida, they're practically everywhere. And then you take a look at the weather, 10%. Well, average annual temperatures and natural disaster risk can greatly affect comfort and safety. I mean, you live in Florida, you have all these bad storms, you lose your roof, you have to repair it, insurance is high. That's another thing to consider. And then you look at the crime, and they only looked at, it was a 5% of the total survey. And property and violent crime rates are also considered as safety is a priority among retirees. Now, you wouldn't have much crime in rural Florida, for example. But when you get into like Clearwater, Tampa, Orlando, places like that, yeah, you do have crime. So you have to watch that. Well, anyhow, the 10 worst states for retirement. The 50th is Alaska. And then affordability is like 41, number 41, and weather is like 50 because, Alaska can get very cold, gets very nasty if you're in the Japanese current. It's not that bad. Affordability, things are very expensive because a lot of things are imported. Then you have New York, which is 49th. And affordability, it's very expensive to live in New York, and it's number 49, and the weather is number 37. And then you've got Washington State, and that's 47 for affordability, and weather is 34. In Washington State, it kind of rains, drizzles, you get some nice weather. And in the wintertime, I had a sister that lived on an island outside of Bellingham, Washington, and the weather changed there five times a day. So you could have snow in the morning. It could be sunny after that. It could be rainy, and the weather changes again. That's Washington State. Then you have California. Affordability is 50th. It's very expensive to live there, and the weather is like 12. North Dakota, 26, as far as affordability, but then the weather's 48th. It's not that good, especially in the wintertime. Massachusetts, affordability. It's very expensive to live in Massachusetts. It's 48th. And weather is 31 ranking. Colorado's 39 with affordability and 42 as far as weather. I guess now, as far as crime goes, with all the stuff that's going on in Boulder and other cities, there are some immigrant gangs going around taking over apartment complexes. I would be very careful about that. Maryland, it's expensive to live in Maryland. It's ranked 46, and the weather is ranked 14th. Texas is rated 26th as far as affordability, and then of course weather, it's a related number 7. And then you have Minnesota. It's ranked 32 in affordability, and weather is ranked at 49. Now, in Texas defense, yeah, it gets hot in Texas, it does, but it's a nice state, and I guess they're getting ready to have the potential for a hurricane coming up the Gulf Coast. So if you're in Texas, I would be watching out, okay? But I'll tell you what, the one thing that they said about Alaska, they said Alaska fares poorly in nearly every category except for well-being. It's the coldest state in the country, which poses a significant challenge for older adults. And additionally, while Alaska benefits from the state income tax, the cost of housing, utilities, and healthcare is much higher than the national average. Okay, so you have to really take a look at things. And here, there's the posting, okay, for affordability, well-being, healthcare, weather, and crime. Okay, so you need to take a look at that. Wow, what else is going on? A lot of different things. And I'll tell you what. The next thing I want to talk about is Social Security. And we need to, I need to bring that string up, because I'll tell you what, that so many different things. Let's take a look at Social Security. It's facing a $63 trillion, we'll call it a debt in a way. It's unfunded liabilities. Look for unfunded liabilities. And this was in Epoch Times by Andrew Moran, M-O-R-A-N. And he said Social Security is facing a $63 trillion in long-term unfunded liabilities, according to the 2024 Old Age Survivors Disability Insurance. That's O-A-S-D-I, Trustees Report. They're saying officials explained that these numbers show how much less money they will have after the money saved up in trust funds run out. So here they're taking money out of your paycheck and they're putting it into these trust funds. And that was great maybe 20 years ago. But the baby boomers are now getting into retirement stage, or they have been in there, and they're eating up the funds. And then you've got other people that aren't working and that aren't paying into the retirement funds. And guess what? That causes a drain on everything. And so you have these short funds. Now, if you take a look at retirement benefits in Chicago, they're upside down. You take a look at maybe New York, California, places like that with the retirement benefits, they're in trouble. I believe in Ohio, we're about 88 or 89% to the good. And so we have some unfunded liabilities that are, you know, maybe 11%, 16% unfunded. And so we're in fairly good shape. Where Michigan, they have problems up there. And let's put it this way. They aren't putting enough money into the fund for the retirees, okay? And I always get something from Ohio because I'm an Ohio retiree. And I always get a notice on how much has been paid into the fund and what are the liabilities. You always have to look at the liabilities. Because if you had only maybe, let's say, 20% that was good, and you had 80% in liabilities, your retirement is going to be nothing. And if it goes under, you have nothing, okay? Whereas Ohio, they try to balance things out a little bit better and make sure that they're at least 80% funded and with the 20% liability or less, okay? I'd like to see them get to zero. But they're saying that officials explained that these numbers show how much less money they will have after the money saved up in trust accounts runs out. And the annual shortfalls after trust fund reserve depletion rise slowly and reflect increase in life expectancy, the report read. And the summarized shortfalls over the infinite horizon as percentage of taxable payrolls and gross domestic product are larger than the shortfalls for the 75-year period. And they normally want to have money in the life expectancy is like 75 years. Personally, I want to live longer than 75, and I'm already plus one at 76. So I want to get as much money out of the system as I can get that I've paid in. Social Security, forget it. They told me at one point I was supposed to get $750 a month. They said, oh, but you work for the state, so you only get $250. How do you live on $250? Okay. I do okay in retirement. I really do. But with these liabilities, if something happens and you end up with, let's say, a $23 trillion shortage, okay, in the next 75 years, you're going to get a lot less money. And I know the state of Ohio invests. In some years, they're very good, solid investments. In other years, you wonder who made the investment because you lost a lot of money. And hopefully they've corrected that. Some states, they don't. But if you're going to live on Social Security, I'm going to tell you this, you're not going to make it on Social Security. You're going to have to save throughout your lifetime to be able to retire. And some people just keep on working. And maybe that's the best thing. I don't know. I can't tell you. Okay. Hey, there are three things that we need to talk about very quickly. I need to get this on the screen because we've got a quick couple of minutes, and I do want to get into this. What do you do with $10,000 in savings? Okay. What do you do with $10,000 in savings? How many people have $10,000 in savings? Okay. Well, there are three things that you can do, and we'll touch on them briefly. And I think I've posted them on the website. But Earn interest on your savings. Try to get a good savings account. And you know, some you can get up to $5, $5, yeah, right. 5% by opening a high yield savings account. In some places you can't get that, but you can get a certificate of deposit. And you can renew those in a year or maybe 19 months or 15 months, and you make more money that way. And I've done that before, and the most I've gotten is a little bit over 5%. Okay. Pay off high interest debt. Like I say, pay down your debt, put some money aside, buy some long-term food, be able to purify water and store it, make sure that you can get the right clothing and medications and so forth that you need in case the economy has a downturn, in other words, crashes, which could happen. We don't know the time, we don't know the place, we don't know the date. Okay. So you just keep your eyes and ears open to what's going on. But you go down and pay off your high interest debt. Be as debt-free as possible. I don't owe for my house because I own it. I don't owe for my car because there's no loan on the car. I bought it with cash. Okay. You have money in the savings, you have money in CDs and other things. You learn how to reinvest your money so you are making money. Also, in the investing, make good solid investments. Okay. Just don't take something that somebody says, oh, this is a surefire deal and you'll make a ton of money. Do your research on it because they might make money off of you getting in to that investment. And a lot of places say, well, buy gold and buy it from us. And oh, by the way, we'll give you a certificate. Just give us your money, we'll give you a certificate, and we promise to pay you in gold. It's a piece of paper. And just your luck, if things go down the tubes and somebody pulls the handle on the flusher, you don't have any money because you go up to the door and you say, hey, I've got the certificate. I want my gold. Oh, sorry. Everybody else got it earlier and we don't have any more. Bye. And then they say, sucks to be you, as they say in New Jersey or New York. That's not good. So invest your money wisely. If you can buy some gold, that's fine. Tenth of an ounce, because it's easier to barter that way. Or if you want to get into silver, silver is another good one. Okay, it's not as expensive as gold, but it's a pretty good deal. Well, hey guys, that's all I've got. We've got a boogie out of here. Remember, next week we are going to have something called an encore edition. Okay. And with that, guys, that's all I've got. And I'll tell you what, you have a good week. We'll see you next Wednesday with My World. And if anything breaks in the economy, I'll tell you on that show too. Okay. See ya.
I'm leaving tomorrow. Yeah, we leaving across. Who's under?